Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight, Rob Trujillo of Metallica. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. Great, man. Show's been great. We've been having a good time and staying hydrated, too. So we're
cool. I bet. It's been a hot summer. Metallica, obviously, on tour, playing stadiums. Rob, what do you have to be conscious of when you're performing on such a big stage and in front of so many people?
Well, you know, number one, you got to be conditioned because this it's crazy in the summertime. And you know, it's one thing to be sort of in the desert heat, whether it's Arizona or, you know, inland, you know, California. But also, you know, when you get into the South, you know, you get in places like Atlanta or Orlando, Florida, Miami, places like that, it gets really intense. So you kind of prepare for that. You in a way it's like athletics, you know, like being on a sports team or something. You got to take your electrolytes and you got to stretch out and be conditioned for all that, because it's a 2-hour show. It's a massive stage. It's definitely the biggest production that Metallica has ever done for a tour, and it's amazing and it's fun. So when I'm actually up there, I don't feel like I'm getting beat down so much. It's like, because I'm so caught in the moment, but definitely afterwards I'm kind of like, oh man, I just took a beating.
Rob Trujillo from Metallica with us tonight from the latest Metallica album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. It's Moth into Flame. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Rob Trujillo of Metallica on the show with us tonight. Rob, recently your son, who's 12, went on tour playing bass for Korn in South America, no less. How conflicted were you as a parent when you probably would have begged to do the same thing yourself when you were 12?
Well, you know, for starters, it was an incredible moment for me personally. You know, I know that, you know, he works hard and he's very committed to the instrument and to music as a whole. You know, he plays guitar too. Started out on drums and then kind of stopped playing drums at age 5. Right when I got him, you know, his first real drum set, he stopped playing drums. And then I noticed he was picking up basses around the house, because we've got basses literally in every room of the house. And I the only thing I really taught him was like a C major scale, which is like the most basic, you know, sort of first step that you can take. And by the next day, he had it down, and I taught him a blues scale. And then from then on, it turned into Jaco Pastorius bass solos and, you know, Black Sabbath songs and all this. So he's special in that. But the thing about him is he's so humble and grounded. And for me, I was very nervous because that was my month off when they were in South America. So I was able to accompany him, but I didn't know what was going to happen. It was uncharted territory, and he just killed it. It was amazing to see the confidence, and he's just fearless. I mean, he's grown up on the Metallica stage, really jamming with, you know, backstage jamming with James Hetfield. And so for him, it's perfectly natural and normal. And I don't get that, because I get nervous playing in front of 5 people, you know?
Rob Trujillo with us on the show tonight. Coming up this hour, going to hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. Up next, new music from Motionless and White, and more with our guest, Rob from Metallica. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Trujillo with us on the show tonight. Metallica, of course, on tour this summer, playing live and supporting Hardwired to Self-Destruct. And so far, you've done TV, smaller shows like Webster Hall in New York, now stadiums, of course. What's different about the way you approach playing different kinds of places?
Well, the cool thing about the smaller gigs, it's the intimacy. You know, you really feel connected to the crowd. You know, playing Webster Hall was incredible. There's magic in that. There's history. I remember playing it when it was the Ritz Theater, 20 years ago with Suicidal Tendencies. And it's funny because I remember taking a subway, because we played at like midnight, and going to see Primus at Columbia University, you know, because they were going on at like 7:30 or something. So there's a lot of memories with Webster Hall, but also playing, you know, the Opera House in Toronto, or playing House of Vans in London. You know, those gigs have a really raw sort of punk energy to them. And Metallica has that. You know, we have that. We enjoy that. And also being able to you know, actually perform and be in each other's faces is kind of cool. It kind of re-educated us on the art of performing and you know, hey, you know, when we're on a big stage, we need to try and reconnect up there as well, you know, and create some of that intimacy with the audience and as a band, you know. But for me, it's all great, you know. I definitely feel something in the smaller shows, but larger shows, at least these shows, have really felt connected, you know. You can feel that there's a lot of new fans. You can see it. Something's happening in the world of Metallica that is really special right now, and you just never know how or why that happens. You know, you can make an album and people won't get it or won't connect with it or won't just, you know, whatever's going on in the universe at that time, it doesn't really register. But for some reason, this album is really registered with not just the old fans but new fans and all ages. I mean, we see, you know, kids out there on their parents' shoulders rocking out, and that's really special. We're very fortunate to have this in our world right now.
Rob Trujillo with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jamie Josta for Josta's Weekly Pick from the Pit. We're going to have Rob pick music. Got new music from the band Blood Clot coming up. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week later on in the show. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Rob Trujillo of Metallica with us on the show, and you've been a member of Metallica for almost 15 years. What are you most proud of in terms of the mark you made on the band?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, in fact, I was thinking about this last night. It's like, with Metallica, my role is sort of to mediate in some ways. You know, I feel like I've always been a great mediator, whether it was, you know, being that person in Ozzy's band or even when I was working with Jerry Cantrell in the studio, you know, just finding solutions and trying to keep the energy and the atmosphere positive, you know, and making other players, other, you know, members, whatever, making their universe positive too, you know, when we're trying to create or when we're learning something new or something old. Oftentimes I'll kind of re-explore some of the catalog and I'll try and learn it or relearn it before the band actually does. Like, I think I was jamming on Call of Cthulhu about 3 years before we actually played it. And Freyden's Insanity, I mean, that goes back about 10 years or longer, you know, before we actually started playing that song, which was only like 3 years ago. We played it a few times on tour in Europe. So I at a certain point after my first 2 years, which were kind of rough for me with Metallica, you know, just because I had to learn the Saint Anger music, but I also had to learn over 20 years of catalog. So it was a lot going on for me at that time. And then I kind of caught up and, you know, in some terms of technique and my, you know, my skill set and how it would work with the band. You know, I didn't try to impose, you know, anything stylistically that maybe, like with Infectious Grooves, it's a different, you know, a different style of bass playing. And I wasn't trying to impose that in on Metallica. You're just trying to really hold it down. Most important thing for us right now, I believe, is the groove. You know, this album grooves. The sounds are heavy, the tones. So, you know, there's a groove thing going on with us that I think is great, you know. Hopefully that's what I'm bringing, you know. So peace, harmony, and groove.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, we've got the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Accept. More with our guest, Rob Trujillo of Metallica. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Trujillo of Metallica with us. Hardwired to Self-Destruct came out near the end of last year. And now touring to support it, it's really kicked into gear, of course. After this current run of stadium shows, what are the plans for more U.S. dates?
Well, you know, we're kind of taking it a step at a time. You know, we haven't played the stadiums in, I mean, I think it's been over a decade, really. So it's been a long time. And you never know how it's going to go. It's like, you know, you get out there and you just jump in the water and you swim. And you don't know, really, what the outcome's going to be. For us, fortunately, it's been great. I know that we're going to Europe in September. And we're playing, we're starting an arena run there. And that's exciting too. You know, playing the stadiums is great. You know, in the U.S., again, it hasn't been done in a while. But then getting to Europe and getting in those, you know, arenas over there, playing in the round, that'll be exciting. That'll be fresh. Again, different production. And then, you know, probably take the holidays off and get into next year. I believe we're starting or continuing our European run at the beginning of next year. So I'm not exactly sure, but I know for a fact we will hit the arenas in the States. I just don't know when, maybe later next year. I don't want to say because, you know,
it'll change.
Everything's just so spread out now. Right. Yeah, exactly. It'll change and everybody will get mad at me. So, but, I tell you, it's, you know, it's again, everything it feels like uncharted territory. You got a new album, you know, you just did the big stadiums. Okay, now we're taking it to the arenas. What's the vibe going to be? What's the new production going to be like? How's it going to hold up? So, you know, we've tested the waters here and there. We did play at Nassau Coliseum, and we've done a few dates in Europe already in the round. So it just keeps growing, the production, you know. One of the things with Metallica is with live shows like this stadium tour, we actually did 3 dates in Mexico City. And I don't know if anyone's ever been to a Metallica show in Mexico City. It's insane. So you're testing your production and everything in front of, you know, 80,000 insane fans, you know, just losing their minds. But that's how we do it. You know, we get out there and we just, like I said, we you know, even if we don't know how to swim, we learn when we're out there. It's incredible. And that's the world of Metallica. My first gig was at San Quentin State Penitentiary. Like, hey, welcome.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Trujillo with us. Quick break up next. The Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also music from Anthrax and more with Rob. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Trujillo of Metallica on the show with us tonight. Metallica, arguably the biggest metal band in the world. What would surprise us most about the inner workings between you, Kirk, Lars, and James?
Well, you know, we're all very different individuals, you know, and that's, you know, obviously we're brothers, we're a team, we're a family, we respect each other. But, you know, we come from different walks of life, you know. It's incredible when you see how different we all are, you know, especially Lars, James, and Kirk. You know, the food that we eat, everything, politics, religion, it's just all different. But, you know, at the same time, there's respect. And one thing that I can say on a creative side, which is really interesting and sometimes rare, is for as long as band's been together, there's no shortage of creative energy. I mean, even in our what we call the jam room, the tuning room, which is where we go before we walk on stage. There's a drum set in there. Obviously, we have amps. And we play, and a lot of our ideas sort of come out of that room, you know. And there's just a certain magic. Even recently, you know, you start playing a bass line, and James comes in, Lars, or, you know, someone comes up with a riff. So we're still firing on a lot of cylinders here with the creative flow and energy and ideas. And that kind of doesn't usually carry so well as you get older, you know. A lot of bands lose that. And we still have that fire, you know. I always laugh because whenever we put the instruments on, you know, there's just this fun energy that usually happens, and people just start smiling. There's jokes. There's, you know, you start jamming on an Iron Maiden riff or something. You know, it's kind of like you reconnect with your teenage youth back in the day when you were in the garage. And that's some of the magic that this band still has, you know. And I think that's one of the main reasons why, you know, we're still around. It's just, we enjoy what we do. It's genuine. We have fun. And there's also a very strong work ethic that goes with all this.
It's Full Metal Jacket, Rob Trujillo with us. You can obviously see Metallica this summer, and looking forward to what's to come beyond that. As always, a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you so much, Rob.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's Full Metal Jacket, and we've got more metal on the way.